want to draw your attention in our call to worship this morning to Matthew chapter 15 on the subject of mothers and fathers as well. In chapter 15, we read in verse 4, "For God commanded, saying, Honor thy father and mother, and he that curseth father or mother, let him die the death. But ye say," and I want to stop right here at that little line, "but ye say," who is he talking about? He's talking about the religious leaders of the day. The Pharisees, the Sadducees, all the religious leaders, they had a different interpretation of this. "But ye say, whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, It is a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, and honor not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus have ye made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition." I've always kind of struggled with trying to understand, so I undertook to try to get into this and find out a little bit more about what the Pharisees were saying. In another New Testament passage, it talks about the word korban. It's a Greek word, and korban was the concept or idea you have a responsibility to carry out. For instance, here we have honor thy father and thy mother. You're to care for your mother and father. You're to show them honor at the end of life, making sure that they're cared for. But if you say, my wealth is korban, then you're free because you've said korban, the magic word, which meant it's dedicated to God. But the interesting thing about korban is it can be undone. You say, korban, I can't take care of my mother and father. But in a few years when mother and father, you undo the korban and you have your money still. You see how the Pharisees were doing? What did they do? They made the fifth commandment of none effect by a religious term. It wasn't the culture. It wasn't the Roman Empire. It wasn't the bad, evil, wicked philosophies of Greece. It was religion that undid honor and respect for the home. And the Lord Jesus Christ called them on it. He said, you're the ones who have taken the fifth commandment and made it none effect because you don't want to spend your money. You've got your mother and your father to care for, but you've got your money over here. And you say, now, wait a minute, I'm going to have to spend this money over here to take care of mother and father. Korban, the magic word. That means this is dedicated to God. Mom and Dad, I'm sorry, I can't spend that on you because this is korban over here. So mom and dad aren't cared for, and then they remove the korban title. They had that provision in the Pharisaical laws. Isn't that interesting? You can do the un-korban. Oh, now I can use this. Isn't that wonderful? I can un-korban this, and I can have it all back. And I'll still have my money. Aren't I religious? You see, folks, how foolish it is? How foolish religion is? When it comes to money, when it comes to the Word of God, what took precedence? It was the money. Why did the Pharisees develop this? Because they wanted to help out their friends. They wanted to help themselves out. Hey, I don't want to have to care for mom and dad. It's going to take up all my life savings that I've worked so hard for. That fifth commandment's getting in the way of my living. Oh, we'll come up with a new plan. You know what? We're doing the same thing in America today. We cast off the elderly, cast off mom and dad because they're not going to get in the way of my life. I'm going to live my life and I'm going to enjoy it. And you know, it's too bad if they get old and everything. They've got places for them. I want to tell you something. God honors age. If you don't, then you've got a problem with God. I want to encourage our children to listen up to God's Word. When it comes to our parents, we have a responsibility. This is repeated in the New Testament, in the book of Ephesians, about how we're to honor and to care for our parents. And we're going to talk about that this morning in the morning worship service. But we have a responsibility to our parents, and God's going to hold us to it, whether the culture does or whether religion does or not. May we follow God's Word in that regard.